So what we'll do is we'll go over, I'll go over what you said and meet again with Dave and Gavin and talk about it. Because, you know, the other way that, you know, when we look at it, and I put it on there and didn't talk about it, but the column second from the right is looking at the average annual cost based on this year's cost numbers, meaning the 210 a mile and then the salary and benefits. But looking at it, what would it be on a five-year average for actual ridership? And, you know, because we know that ridership fluctuates each year. So you'll see that really all except for St. Bernadette and Rayfield, you know, are under $2,000 per pupil when you consider that, that five-year average, you know, because again, their numbers will fluctuate. So the example would be, you know, even the Montessori, you know, this year they had 42 riders. But their five-year average is 34.6. And I think when we look at the Montessori, you know, that would be, this year is 42, last year was 39, but then they had 31, 29, 32 are the other 3 years that they had in there. So, you know, we could look at it from a couple different ways. What I do want to make sure is that whatever we go, if the board is going to deem it impractical, we just want to be defensible in it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at.
Correct. We just want to be defensible. This is why we did it. This is our cost. We said we'd give up, you know, to this amount. Because, again, our five-year average is a hair under, I think it's $1,598, our five-year cost for, or five-year average cost for Westlake students to Westlake schools. But we'll meet again. We'll talk about it, and then we'll prepare something for the board for an actual vote, if that's acceptable to you guys.
For the next meeting on June 28th?
If you're okay with it, I would encourage you to consider it at the June 28th meeting, so that we give the most notice possible to parents and families.
And if you feel we need to look at some additional measurements, and you feel an open finance meeting is necessary, are you around the next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy to look at their schedule, and we can schedule something with you guys and have a conversation to see what other, again, our big thing is trying to find a way that it's defensible to people, and explainable, but really defensible to, so that people understand why we're doing it.
Okay, and then make a note that next year we want to review the others.
Absolutely.
Again.
Will do.
Okay.
Did we have a, since you made reference to the meeting on the 28th, do we have a time?
9 o'clock.
So right now it's scheduled at 9 a.m. I had kind of threw around to people if there was any changes, let me know. No one has said anything.
Okay.
Do you want to make it early?
No,
not
fine.
Not earlier. No.
I'm right there with you, Barb.
Okay.
But you know, if you guys would like a change of time, please let me know. We can absolutely make the change.
Okay, is that it then for finance?
That's it.
Okay, we move on to curriculum, and I have nothing yet. So, community outreach, Jeff.
I have nothing for you, okay. Community outreach.
Okay, moving right along, we have treasurer recommendations. Mr. Hopkins.
All right, I have two recommendations tonight. One is then and now certificates. They're available there for you to see if you have questions. The second one is an agreement with Bonefish Systems for EVAS, EPAS. EVAS is the electronic vendor audit system. EPAS is the electronic payroll audit system. This is a company we've used for, the whole time I've been here so far, I think we had a five-year contract that's expiring this year. And I think we even used them before this past five-year contract. But they go through, and it's part of our internal controls that all of our checks before they go out are run through this electronic audit system, trying to see if there's duplicate invoices that the system would catch, or if payments are being made to you know, an employee. It throws up a warning to us. So it rates each transaction on anywhere from a 0 to, I think it's 125 scale, and then we review that for on risk factors, and then go through it. And so it's beneficial to us. It runs, I closed out of it, bear with me for a second. It runs, if we did a five-year deal, it's about $3,500 a year. So it's not terribly expensive, but it does have some good benefit to us. And it's helped us catch things of like duplicate invoices, where a payment, a company billed us twice and we didn't catch it initially, and so the system was able to catch it. So I'm just asking the board to allow me to enter into another agreement up to 5 years. They do 1, 3, and 5 years, but I would ask to go with a five-year agreement. And that's all I have.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve Treasurer Recommendations 3A and 3B?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any further questions or discussion?
Who would think vendors, if they got paid twice, they'd just pay you back one?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, Dr. Goggin.
Okay, I have a few. Most of these are summer employment opportunities, but there are some other items on here. 4A is resolution to approve the 2019-2020 school handbooks. Letter B, I'll spend a little more time on. This is resolution to enact the reduction in force of certified staff, where we have Kathleen Craven and Amber Greenwolf on the agenda for this evening. One of the things that we've been talking about, and I got a Michelle Murphy call from the Westlife, emailed from the Westlife, and so we've been talking a little bit about the reduction in force. And this is something that when we look at it, we're very purposeful when we look at this, because not only when we look at a reduction in force, it's not only someone's employment, but it's also opportunities for kids. And so we've really looked at it over the past 3 years. We had some enrollment down, so we had some opportunities to, when somebody would retire, to be able to shift a staff member to another position and be able to reduce that position. And then we obviously had the consolidation of the four schools. And Brady Sheets is here, who runs our HR department. And when we look at what he and the directors and the principals and all of us kind of looked at when we look at staffing, this I think is really important to point out. So over the past 3 years, we've had, as far as positions being eliminated, we had a principal position that was just eliminated from Dover Elementary. We had 11 certified teachers or certified staff members. We had 23 classified positions. These aren't people, these are positions. So those have been reduced. As a result, So 11, so that's 34. That's 35 positions that were reduced. When you actually look at job loss, there were 2 certified employees and 4 classified employees. So that's substantial to where we're able to reduce those positions without a significant loss of employment. So when we went on the ballot, we said $1.2 million is what we would cut in our consolidation. We're over $1.5 million right now in what we have projected. We're actually even a little higher than that, but I say over intentionally, because we do understand going into the building, we may need some people back. We think we have a good plan, but like they're even talking about the Browns. It looks good on paper, you know? and so when we look at what we have in regard to staffing, it looks good on paper. And if we get in there and find that we need something that we don't have, when we're talking about the mental wellness, and you know, we hear back through some of our sessions that we're gonna have in June, that we may need to do things a little bit differently. You know, we may come back and say, well, we saved over $1.5 million. You know, it'd be really nice to be able to contribute something to mental wellness or whatever. So it's something to think about through there. But I didn't want to go quickly past 4B because it is something that I do want the community to know that we do take very seriously in that. So. 4C is substitute employment for classified staff members. Letter D, this is summer employment for classified category. Resolution to approve employment for licensed staff member. This is Emma McHugh. This is, so we had a, last year, we had a teacher at Dover Intermediate School take a leave. We chose to go with a long-term sub, who actually did a very nice job for us. But then we opened it up to, when we decided to make it a permanent position, we opened it up to let everybody apply. And I gotta tell you, this young lady rose to the top. And the building level and the administrative teams sent this person up for me to interview, and she was really fantastic. She works with students with more significant disabilities with the Fairview Park Schools right now. I'll send you a link too. I copied and pasted it, and I'll send it to you. But there, one of the things that I really like about her is she does go above and beyond. It's not just simply the classroom. You see how she engages even her lower functioning students out throughout the school, and she really stands out in that way. Her and her team partner, so I think she works with one grade level and this other person works with another grade level, they did something, I think it's called like the Warrior Cafe or something like that, where they created a coffee cart where the students in her class delivered coffee to staff members and others in the morning. And what was really neat about it is it's building in all these social skills, you know, being able to greet somebody, being able to do those type of things. So Channel 5 did a little story on it. Now, they didn't interview Emma for it, they interviewed the other person, so I don't want you to watch it thinking that this other person's showing up. But it was just, that's what really stood out, was that I believe that bringing her in, she's going to be that person to do more. Letter F. Okay. So letter F. This is, so here's another situation that we had with the retire rehire. So we did have some of our staff members, 22 I believe, choose to do the retire rehire program, which means they retired 2 years ago. They were able to be rehired in their current positions. But then after 2 years, they no longer have that position. We had Dee and Julie reapply for their positions. And Gavin, Dave, Brady, and others went through and interviewed, and they were still the top candidates. So when they came in as external candidates, when you look at dispatcher and transportation secretary, there's not a lot of those folks out there. And when you look at the pools of people who are applying, we did not have anybody who was near the skill set that we currently have. Keith Urban falls into kind of into that situation a little bit, where Keith has been in maintenance for a number of years. Do you know how many years Keith has been in the maintenance department?
I always want to say 38, but I'm off by a year or two, somewhere right around there.
Yeah, so Keith has been in our maintenance department for a long period of time. Now, we did fill those positions. So Keith's maintenance position was filled by another person. We were able to find qualified candidates in that position, but he applied to come back as an assistant head custodian. So come back in another role with that. Letter G is where we're getting into some of our extended school year. So we have some people being employed as licensed staff members for extended school year. Another ESY employment for classified staff members, that's letter H. Resolution to approve summer special education bus assistant. And then approving performance contracts. This is obviously for our volleyball camp. And I think, and if Dana's still here, she's really been on people to get these folks on agendas before the event happens. And so a lot of times we end up doing this retroactively, and even with that persistence, you still may see that, because there may be some additions that go through. The last one is resolution to approve North Coast Therapy contract, and this is a contract for the extended school year program as well. So a lot of stuff is summer employment that we're working on for some of the programs or services that we need through the summer. What I would probably say with this, I would like to do letter B separately, but since A is right before it, we might as well do A separately, B separately, and then combine C through K.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve superintendent recommendations for A for the school handbooks?
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion? Okay, roll call.
Kraft.
Yes.
Finucane.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a motion to approve superintendent recommendation for B, reduction in force?
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions or discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Kraft.
Yes.
Finucane.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a motion to approve superintendent recommendations for C through 4K?
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions or discussion?
I do have a question on F, the resolution to rehire.
No, that's.
Or is that not it?
That's,
yeah.
F is licensed.
Yes. F.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. I was looking at E. I was looking at E. Yes. F.
Off the cuff, are the steps that they're coming in at, are they the same steps that they retired on?
No, they're half.
We brought them in at half.
Oh, okay, that was because I can't remember. It's rare that we do that.
Correct.
And I know based upon needs and the marketplace and things like that, it makes lots of sense to do that. That's how my main question was.
We're trying to find that balance to where we agree, because we don't do retire rehire. This is different.
I would.
This is different than retire rehire.
Yeah.
This is the hiring of a retired person. It's not semantical, because when you look at retire rehire, that's saying you get to come in at your same job at your same rate and all those type of things. We'll just guarantee this space for you. This was opened up to everybody.
Yeah.
And then when we went to them, we said, well, we're not just going to come in. We talked about, is it fair to just drop them and say, you go all the way back to one, that sort of thing. And we're also not talking about superintendent roles that are, you know, higher up in the school system. You know, this is something where it's not an overwhelming fee that we're paying. And so to be able to drop them and say, go all the way to number one, we just didn't think that was appropriate either. So that's why we kind of fell saying, well, we're not going to bring you back at exactly what you had. We're going to, like you said, kind of try and create things that are defendable. So that's where we fell at half.
Well, that was my next question is, I honestly can't remember, Barb, I don't know if you can remember, if we've brought back people on a permanent basis after they've retired.
Scott Coates.
But he came in at the low end, though, I think. Maybe. That's where I guess my question is. I just want to make sure we're being consistent.
Yeah.
Well,
if we brought in one person at, say, a step one, and another person bring it at a step five.
Well, but you also have some contractual obligations. So, like your teaching staff, Brady, what do we have?
The ETA contract specifies contractually that the rehired certified staff members remain at step zero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's some of it is. There's different things that come into play on it.
There's not that verbiage in the old contract.
Oh, okay. Right.
Now, the thing I find disparaging is that the pool of candidates is not there. So is there any way we can train people for these positions? Because if you said you're giving them half the steps, these people have been here for a while, right? And they're...
They have.
On the verge of retirement soon, probably in a few years, we aren't going to get a whole lot of years out of them, so.
And maybe I could give you a little insight to that. So for our dispatcher and the transportation secretary, because the dispatcher and doing routing and things like that with the department, those are very specialized. We had a candidate that had understanding, a brief understanding of it, because they worked in a small trucking firm that could potentially equate to it, but just had no understanding about one aspect or the other. So with the amount of people that applied for dispatcher and that transportation secretary, it was very limited. With the assistant head custodian, you're right, custodians are easier to get when it's a full-time job or it's year-round. And in this particular situation, the hours are only 6 hours, and it's a 9-month, and the time frame for that position to be filled made it such that very few people applied for it. And if they did apply for it, they had absolutely no custodial skills. Keith, even though he's been in maintenance for the 36 years, he did have stints where he was a substitute custodian or worked as a custodian for a little bit in the district.
But I think one of the things that we've talked about it, about this with bringing back Julie and Dee specifically, one of the things that Gavin, I know he had to sneak out, but we've talked about, you know, as we can we identify maybe some people in transportation who we could train them to help, you know, transition, because we're right there with you. You're okay. Probably looking at,
so you think that's possible that you can?
We are trying to identify some of those people. It is a bit challenging at times. Again, sometimes the folks that tend to get the positions that they're looking for really are only looking for a certain amount of hours a day. They either have another job that they want to supplement with that, so it gets a little challenging.
Any other questions? Okay, roll call, please.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. That brings us to board comments. And I have one. Let's just start off here. This was an article from the May 22nd Westlife, and Pete might be interested in this. I don't know if you saw this, but North Ridgeville has their eighth grade students, and I believe it's a STEM class. It's a very interesting article, do the repair on all the district's Chromebooks. And it just got me to thinking, I mean, we've got a lot of Chromebooks here, and they have 8 members in this group, and they've repaired 125 Chromebooks since they formed last month. So I thought that was a lot, but they provided them with the toolkit and taught them how to do it. I just thought it was rather interesting that because they're learning and the district is benefiting also by having their Chromebooks repaired. So I don't know if you're interested in this or not, but here it is.
I'd love to read it.
Okay. Next.
Dr. Goggin, Mr. Hopkins, thank you for a great year. You've touched on it already, but to the community, promises made, promises kept. Thanks for all that you do, and thank you for that.
And a belated happy birthday to thanks. Dr. Goggin.
Happy birthday.
Yesterday.
Are you going to lead us in song?
No. Motion for adjournment. Even though I can't do that.
Speed things up.
And a great graduation. That was fun. Without hitch.
Oh, that was very nice.
And,
no accidents that we knew of? Or?
No.
So that's always a good thing.
And no air horns. See, she did a nice job.
That were done at the beginning of graduation, I think, were a huge help, and it was a beautiful celebration.
And your report, when you listed everything that you went through this year, consolidation,
yeah.
I mean, it was like, whoa, that was, it yeah. was a challenging year.
It was a challenging year, and I think when, and we're going to get a chance to reflect, and just a fun part is, Brady, for great public record, Brady lives downtown, and so now everybody knows that.
He lives at this address.
But the building that he lives in has some common spaces, so we're able to take the administrative team there for a retreat, and the impact group is going to lead us an executive whiteboard conversation to really look at where, you know, focusing our summer projects, where we're going to start the year, and all those sorts of things, really getting on the same page. But when you do have that reflection and you begin to set those, and when we reflect as an administrative team, there were a lot of challenges pitched at us this year, but it you know, at the end, it came out very well. You know, looking at the academics, we're based on the preliminary data we have right now, we've improved again. And, you know, when you look at the facilities, our facilities are in the best shape they've been in probably ever, you know, since the new buildings were built, with this new building coming out. And just across the board, what's being done with wellness, safety and security, having a great conversation with our resource officers about their summer planning. They're about to go to a workshop as well to bring back more ideas from us. We just have a lot of really good things going on, and it's nice this time of year to be able to reflect on it and then set new goals.
And wasn't it just announced, the mayor announced, or it was in some publication, that Westlake was ranked the third best
suburb.
Yep. And one of the three criteria was education. They looked at education, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Anything else? Okay, we're not a very talkative group today.
Carol's not. I would say that she's here anyway.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
To adjourn at 8:16 p.m. Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you all for being here.